With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has signed a new executive order aimed at targeting financial facilitators of the Russian defense industry.
The order comes as the Kremlin is trying to restock the Russian military's depleted arsenal after nearly 22 months of fighting in Ukraine. Russia has already lost over 13,000 pieces of equipment, including tanks, drones, and missile systems. Russia's on track for record military spending next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. expects financial institutions to ensure that they are not witting or unwitting facilitators of the Russian military. Score one for former President Trump. The Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. It will head instead to the D.C. Court of Appeals, which promised to act quickly. It comes on top of a Colorado Supreme Court decision stripping Trump's name from the GOP presidential primary ballot in that state. Trump says he's in the process of appealing that Colorado Supreme Court decision, which the former president adds originates from a group of radical left lunatics.
We're in the process of doing it. Everybody thinks exactly what you're saying. They're trying to take the election away from the voters. And this is the same group. I guess it's true. I've beaten them about 20 times. I beat them on emoluments. They sued me. They sue me on anything. It's a group of radical left lunatics.
Trump appeared on the Salem Radio Network. For most Americans dreaming of a white Christmas, this year's prospects aren't good. Although parts of the Rockies and Midwest already have snow and could get a fresh dusting by Monday, other parts of the country are still sporting their drab late fall look. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
The popular evangelist is responding to the decision by the pontiff to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "None of us, including the Pope, has the right to bless what God calls sin. So-called blessings from religious leaders won't save you from the judgment of God." Graham urges gay couples and all people to turn to Christ, repent, and accept his free salvation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukrainians will celebrate Christmas on Monday, something they might never have done if not for the Russian invasion. Last year, the Orthodox Church of Ukraine split with the Russian Orthodox Church and declared December 25th to be Christmas. Up to then, Ukrainians used the Orthodox calendar, which puts Christmas on January 7th. Russia continues to use the old calendar, and the Ukrainian church is repudiating all things Russian. The Ukrainians join billions of Christians who also mark Christmas on the 25th. This is SRN News. New York City's teachers union is suing to stop Mayor Eric Adams' planned school budget cuts, correspondent Ron DeRockstra reports.
The United Federation of Teachers accuse Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
An influential policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to change how they handle body camera footage after police shootings. The Police Executive Research Forum says officers should not be able to review video before making their first statements to investigators. Body cameras are coming into more widespread use by U.S. agencies. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.